And now for our story. Yesterday, we had a couple of important problems about the bottling work solved, and everybody felt better. The most important problem was how to get some orders right away for Stratford Springs Health Water. And that is a problem for any business concern. Mary and her colleagues then got the happy idea of sending Daddy Stratford to Chicago to make the first contact. Will Danny make a good salesman for this important project? Well, we shall see. But first, we must get him off to Chicago. Oh, yes, and that other problem, that of getting bottles for our struggling little bottling works, was solved by Max with the help of Dr. Benson when they discovered some empty bottles in the basement of the clinic. Dr. Benson had used them for a special baby food formula of his, and they decided the bottles would be perfectly all right for bottling the health water. Well, it looks like all of our problems are solved, or at least on the way to quick solution, and maybe affairs will soon begin to move slowly and smoothly with our friends in the town of Sanders. Meantime, it's the next morning, and we find everybody excited about something.
Now for your shirts, Danny.
Oh, here they are, Mary.
Oh, Danny, I don't see why you have to wait until the last minute to do these things.
You talking to me?
Yes, hurry up. You'll miss that train.
Well, I'm almost through.
Oh, this bag's already closed, sir.
Oh, fine.
Oh, why don't you let Danny carry his top coat?
A very good idea. It'll do him good and keep him out of mischief. Besides, I can't put any more in this bag.
Those bags certainly hold a lot. They're the ones we used on our honeymoon.
They're awfully nice. Cowhide, aren't they?
Yes. Dr. Benson gave us those bags as a wedding present.
Too bad we didn't know Dr. Benson so well when Danny and I were married. We didn't get nearly so many nice presents as you and Max did. Of course, we're not quite the same thing as you two are.
Oh, Phil.
Hurry up, Danny.
All right, all right. Mary, I promise to take awful good care of those bags.
Oh, never mind that. You just hurry up, Danny. You haven't much time. Not more than 10 minutes, if that.
All right, you leave it to me, Mary. I'll make it.
Oh, Phyllis, I wouldn't say that. You and Danny are very well liked. You have lots of friends in Sanders.
Oh, I guess a few, but not like you and Max have. I've lived in this town ever since I was a girl, and you know how that is. What's the saying? A man is no prophet in his own town.
Well, people just don't realize how much they do like you. You just go away sometime and see. Then you'll suddenly realize that Phyllis Stratford, me, Phyllis Sanders, that little girl over there in the big house that they've never known much about and paid much attention to, was after all a part of their lives. And her going leaves an emptiness nobody else can fill.
I wish I could believe that, Mary.
Why not? You don't have to try so hard, do you?
I guess not. You know, you think things out in such a common sense way and so philosophically.
Oh, please, Phyllis. Don't call me a philosopher. You'll disgrace the trade. Poison trade.
I mean it, Mary. You put things into plain words that I've always had running through my head, but I just couldn't say them.
You know, I don't think you appreciate yourself enough, Phyllis.
You think not?
No, I don't think you do. Hey, what is this? A tea party or something? Say, we got to get that lad off the train. Rube's out here waiting with the taxi. Say, where is Danny?
Still dressing. Oh. Hurry up, Danny.
Right. He'll be along in just a minute.
Yeah, be along in just a minute. Here we shut down the bottling works, take away our power to haul this boy off to the station, and he ain't even ready. Say, what is this? Anyway.
That you, Max?
Yeah, you bet it's me. Say, what's the matter? Have you got the cramp?
Now, don't get excited, Max. I'll be there ready in a jiffy.
Well, you've only got a couple of minutes, Danny.
Sure, I know. Now, give me my shirt.
Here it is. Oh, Max, get his shoes. They're on the other side of the bed.
Then I'll sit down, Danny. I'll comb your hair while you button your shirt.
Well, you don't need to push me down.
Shut up and hurry.
Do you have a cufflink, so Phyllis?
Yes, right here. And here's your tie, honey.
Hey, what shoes? I can't find these shoes under the bed here.
Hey, you dope. I don't put my shoes that far under the bed. Maybe they're in the bathroom. Phyllis, if you don't stop pulling my hair.
Shut up and sit still. I can't comb it with you moving around. Here, put on your own tie, Danny. I'll have to fix the cup.
All right, thanks.
Well, darling, you are, Danny. Your shoes are full of water.
What?
Oh, Danny, how many times have I told you not to leave your shoes in there when you take a shower?
Listen, the train.
Oh, hurry.
I think you popped those.
Yes,
here, I poured the water out, but you'll get yourself with water in your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Fine thing.
Oh, Max, go call the station. Tell them to wait.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're
okay.
Hurry up, Danny. Put your
hands on. All right.
Oh, no. Get his coat, Phyllis.
I haven't.
Oh, well, these shoes are too tight.
What did I tell you?
Now, look at here, Zeke. No, I'll tell you, Danny Stratford is going on that train. What? I want to say, I don't care if it's the QB and G Railroad. This is Max Tilly talking. I want that train stopped. Yeah. Well, see what you can do about it. I want it stopped. Okay, well, you better find a way to flag it. And hurry up. Oh, gosh. All right, all right. Come on, now, let's go. Button up your clothes in the car. All right. Come on. I got the bag
now.
Oh,
not be careful. You have everything on the floor.
Everything. Well, whoever heard of packing bags and not locking them? Now, come on, get behind Danny and push him along, will you, you two? Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Oh, dear, he'll never make it.
Oh, don't worry, I never missed a train yet.
You haven't traveled on more than one twice, that's why. Oh, Max,
huh?
Did he say he'd hold the train?
Oh, yeah, just as long as he can. But, you know, old Deke ain't very strong anymore. He can't hold out long.
Oh!
oh, boy, this is the greatest day of my life.
Oh, is it?
Oh, and this is no time to brag, Danny Stratford.
I'm not bragging, it's the truth.
Well, a great deal of our success depends on Danny.
Yeah.
I think it's a great day in the lives of all of us.
Hey, I'll say. It's a great day for the, what's that, the Irish? No, that ain't right.
Oh, Max, you just have to have a joke, don't you?
Sure.
Hey, I forgot something.
Oh, Danny, we can't go back.
Hey, we not only can't, but we won't go back.
No, it's Daddy. I got to tell him goodbye.
Well, can't help it. You should have done that the first thing this morning. My daddy was down to Babylon Works early.
Here, we'll pull out of here. Here, take all the bags.
Yeah, all right. I'll take them.
Danny.
I'm coming. Come on.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, Daddy. Wait a minute. Oh, boy.
They told me the train would be here for 15 minutes. So
I got what a relief. I
got to say goodbye to my nanny boy. Oh, gosh, Danny, I almost didn't make it. You ain't going to leave without saying goodbye to your old gray-haired bite, are you?
Sure, Daddy. Look, I'm going to Chicago now, and I'm really going to show you up.
Say, that makes me think of the time I was in Chicago. Back in, let's see, 1901. Oh, boy, was that a long time ago.
Well, seriously, Daddy, I'm going to Chicago and work like I never worked before. I'm going to sell that spring water if I break a leg or spring a muscle or something doing it. Look, we're going to put the town of Sanders and the Stratford Springs on the map.
Oh, yeah,
and little Danny's going to do his part.
Hey, there's your stuff, Danny. That sounds like the old Stratford. Now, just keep in touch with us every day so we can rush them orders out as fast as they can be.
Hey, I'll show you that the sales force of this here corporation can do more than the production force.
There you go.
Jason. Okay, Dad. And Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you've been swell to me, Mr. President, if it means to head your sales force.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say.
Oh, Danny, I have confidence in you. That's why I picked you. And you go to Chicago and know that we all have faith in you.
Oh, say, that's swell, Mary. And Max, you old bum. I say, have you got any old friends in Chicago you want me to look up?
Well, listen, Danny, I got a couple of telephone numbers.
No telephone numbers, Max.
Oh, I just
said
couple.
I was just kidding.
I'm surprised
at you. Phyllis, darling, please don't worry about me. Aren't you proud of me going to Chicago and everything? Look, I'm being the man I've always wanted to be. A man among men. Now I can go out and bring in the business and bring home the bacon, too. You get me?
Oh, I know, Danny. I know and I want you to go. Don't be so lonesome without you. I do love you, Danny. Terribly.
Thank you, lady.
Oh, no. Now, don't start to cry, darling. Come on, smile. Smile.
That's it. Look, it's our great day. Someday you'll really be proud of your old man when he gets to be head of a big firm and known all over the country. Well, maybe this very firm with Mary as president. Who knows?
I know, Danny. Oh, I do want it for you so much. You won't forget me in Chicago.
Forget you? Say, Snookums, I'll be thinking of you every minute I'm not thinking of selling Stratford Springs water.
Danny, you won't look at any of those pretty girls in Chicago?
I should say not. Or say I won't even see him. When I see a pretty girl coming down the street, I won't see her face there at all. I'll see that funny little face of my own sweet, beautiful Phyllis back in Sanders.
Oh, Danny.
Now, what is it, darling? Did I say something wrong?
No, Danny. I'm crying because I'm so happy.
I gotta go, Phyllis. I'll write to what hotel I'm staying at.
You write every day?
Every day, darling. And kiss my little Marty for me.
I will.
Goodbye, darling.
Bye, dear.
Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny.
Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny. Goodbye, Danny
He felt so grand ever since you gave him this chance, Larry.
Oh, don't you worry about Danny. He'll know how to get around, and he'll be a credit to our firm.
Well, Mary, if you decide to take that Hollywood offer, I guess we'll be seeing you off in a couple of days, huh? I wonder, will Mary be taking that train out of Sanders for Hollywood and that movie contract within a few days? It's something that's going to be hard for Mary to decide. And we notice that she hasn't said much about it since she received that urgent offer from Paul Cranshaw yesterday. $25,000 to make one picture is not a sum to be laughed at. And Mary knows how badly they need it right now in Sanders. But what about the direction of the Stratford Springs Corporation? With its president gone to the coast, will everything continue to move along smoothly? And how will Max feel about Mary leaving him for a while? And then there's the twins to consider. There certainly are difficult decisions to make in the life of Mary Southern. Be sure to listen to the next episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the compliment of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.